The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. It's good to be back behind the microphone. Took Friday off, and it's good to be back today. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and I no longer have my engineer du jour. Yes, Jeff is back pushing the buttons on the other side of the glass. Jeff just got back from an exotic vacation in Texas. Anyway, welcome back, Jeff. Good to have you back. Joy and I took Friday, and we headed up to Amish country. If you're a regular listener, you know that one of our favorite places on planet Earth to visit is the Carlisle Inn, the Ohio Star Theater, the facilities owned and operated by the folks at Dutchman Hospitality. And the Ohio Star Theater is up and running again at full capacity. Those dear folks, if you're not familiar with the Ohio Star Theater up in Sugar Creek, you need to be. They are a jewel here in Ohio. We are very, very fortunate to have the Ohio Star Theater. They play, they host the finest in concerts, a lot of Southern gospel. We went to see the Hoppers Friday night, but they have tributes. They have Elvis tributes. They have all kinds of concerts going on. And speaking of Southern gospel, anybody that's anybody is booked into the Ohio Star Theater. This coming weekend, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound are going to be there, I think, for 3 days, at least three different concerts, I think, this coming weekend. And then they host incredible musical plays. Some are dramas, some are comedies, some are a little bit of both. High-quality professional entertainment, all family-oriented, all with a spiritual dimension. It's a beautiful theater. It's intimate. You know, it doesn't hold 10,000. It's, I think it's 700, I think. Anyway, they are up and running. They had to shut down everything up there because of COVID. Had to lay people off, and the people who work there are just sweet, sweet people. But they are open. They are back. And we had such a good time listening to the Hoppers, one of gospel music's oldest families. They've been touring for a total of 60 years, and they were so good. We had a wonderful time, and so we took Friday off to go up there and just thoroughly enjoyed it. Check out the Ohio Star Theater. They have concerts all the time, plays, dramas, and of course the Carlisle Inn is, talk about a value for your money. I mean, it's spectacular. It's beautiful, and yet the rooms are just incredibly reasonably priced. We love it, as you can probably tell. So that was great. Saturday got things done around the house, and then yesterday we had the privilege of being up in Wadsworth, Ohio at Rhymer Road Baptist Church. We're there, I don't know, usually 3-4 times a year at Rhymer Road, and we had such a wonderful time yesterday. I preached a message, Lessons from the Graveyard. Yeah, Lessons from the Graveyard. If you want to see it, it's on their website, Rhymer Road Baptist Church, Wadsworth, Ohio. I don't know what the website is, but you can look it up. Rhymer Road Baptist Church, Wadsworth, Ohio. And yesterday's Sunday morning message is up on their website. Or you can get it on YouTube or Vimeo. You can access it all kinds of different ways. We had a wonderful weekend. We really did. But it's good to be back today. The Supreme Court, we have had one good ruling after another on the Supreme Court. Unanimous. Well, we knew that wouldn't be the case all the time. We have tried to follow this case. It's the case of Gavin Grimm, who was a high school student in Gloucester County, Virginia. Gavin Grimm is a she. He identifies by Gavin, but at the time that all of this lawsuit came up, he was biologically, anatomically a female. It was she, but she identified as a male. Now, please remember, anatomically, biologically a female, but identified as a male. Well, she wanted to use the boys' bathroom, shower facilities, and so forth. What could possibly be wrong with that? And the Gloucester County School said, no. You know, we appreciate the fact that you're identifying now as a male and you've adapted a male name, but we can't let you use the boys' bathroom. But tell you what, we will give you a designated area so you won't be embarrassed. We'll try to accommodate you. And this female pretending to be a boy said, no, I want to use the boys' bathroom. Went to court. It's been in and out of the courts. And finally, a court ruled in favor of Gavin Grimm against the school district. Well, the school district appealed that decision to the Supreme Court. And this morning, the Supreme Court refused to hear the school district's appeal, which means even though this female pretending to be a male has now graduated, is out of school, so the point is somewhat moot for her, but the Supreme Court has allowed the lower court ruling to stand, which means that boys who want to use a girl's bathroom, girls who want to use the boys' bathroom, will be able to, at least in Gloucester County, Virginia. Now, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not an expert on anything, but I do have a wee bit of common sense. Isn't it just plain common sense that just because a girl, biologically, anatomically, a girl says, no, I'm a boy. Does it just a wee tiny little bit of common sense say it would probably be best for this individual either to use a private bathroom or a bathroom of their biological sex? But common sense is on vacation. So a very, very disappointing ruling from the Supreme Court after a lot of encouraging rulings. But again, proof to the liberal left that the Supreme Court is not right-wing, crazy, kooky conservatives. And no. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And to those of you listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 a.m. in Tampa, you're probably going, I don't recognize that voice. Yeah, well, normally you would be listening to my buddy Bill Bunkley, but Bill is taking a day off, and I am absolutely honored, as always, to sit in for Bill Bunkley there in Tampa. So we are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. And my wife and I spent a month in Tampa last February, and to those of you in Tampa, we fell in love with your town. We had such a good time. And I broadcast some of my programs from the studios of WTBN, Faith Talk 570 and 910, and they treated us so extremely well. So anyway, it is a delight and an honor to fill in for Bill Bunkley and to continue to talk to my listeners as well here in Columbus, Ohio. So whether you're listening in Columbus or Tampa or somewhere around the world through streaming audio, or hey, you may listen to this program 3 weeks late or a month late on podcast, I welcome you. And again, it is a privilege to be your host today. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That number works anywhere in the continental United States. And those of you listening in Tampa, that is not the usual number that you call in during this time of the day. But I assure you, it will work. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here's a headline from today, and I have written in large letters, duh. Here's the headline. Unemployment rolls shrink faster in states that cut federal benefit, according to a report. You think? The unemployment rolls are shrinking faster in states that have axed federally boosted payments as the economic carnage from the COVID-19 pandemic eases, a new report said. Now, here's the amazing thing. They actually had to do a report on this, that when people are making more money on unemployment than they were in their job, that understanding man's fallen, corrupt nature, we have to do a study to realize that many, if not most, people said, hey, if I can sit home and eat Twinkies and watch soap operas and I can make more money than going back to work, I'm not going back to work. Now, this is an incredible illustration of misplaced compassion from the liberal left. All right? Here's something I say in my program constantly, and I only say it because I believe it. Whatever the liberal left touches, they kill. They destroy everything. I can't think of a single exception. All right, the pandemic hits, places are shut down, restaurants are shut down, businesses are shut down, and people need help. I agree. And the compassionate thing to do is to find a way to help them. And so unemployment payments were boosted. They were increased for a short time. But then when it was possible to go back to work, you are not helping people to pay them not to work. It doesn't help. It doesn't help the individual. It does not help businesses. It doesn't help the economy. It doesn't help anyone. Now, I'm not sure how it is in Florida right now, but I can tell you this, in Ohio, many, many, many restaurants here in Ohio are operating on limited hours simply because they can't get anybody to work. Nobody wants to come to work. They're sitting home making more money on unemployment, this misplaced compassion. Well, several states, Ohio being one of them, and other states across the country, most of them red states, Republican states, have said, that's enough. We helped. We were glad to help. But it's time to go back to work. And so the additional unemployment benefits are being cut off. And guess what? People are going back to work. And unemployment rolls are shrinking. And yet, we have to have studies to indicate the obvious. There is so much misplaced compassion on the left. For instance, throwing our southern border wide open. Well, people are having it hard in other countries, and we need to welcome them with open arms and children. And there is nothing compassionate about little children being smuggled across the river in Texas into the United States by a coyote, a professional smuggler, and then left alone in the desert. There's nothing compassionate about that. In fact, that's cruel. But this is the misplaced compassion of the left. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more.